Uh-oh. Okay. Thank you.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Donna.
Hello.
Hi, Donna.
Hi. I think we're right at 8 o'clock, so we're going to get started here right away. Lenore, are you on?
Yes, I am.
Good. I just would like you all to know Lenore Harris, who is a very dear lady who lives in the Fresno Valley area of California, and she's going to host for us tonight to get started. So, Lenore, you can go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, everyone, for being here tonight. So one of the archangels that we work with who's under the leadership of Archangel Michael is Archangel Jophiel. And his twin flame is the Archia Christine. And some of Jophiel's legions of the Yellow Ray, the Angels of Wisdom, fell into darkness many, many years ago. And they are primarily working today in our media in an attempt to trick and fool people through their machinations. You'll be hearing about this tonight. Plus, you will join us in the solutions, along with Jesus, Lady Master Pallas Athena, who is the twin flame of... all of a sudden, and the Maha-Chohan, who is the representative of the Holy Spirit. And also tonight with us will be the Elohim Cyclopea and Virginia, who are the Elohim of the fifth ray of truth, the green ray. And then Apollo and Numina and Master Moria and Saint Germain, who inspired David Lewis to give this discourse from last month that we're going to share with you tonight. So you're going to be updated on what is really happening today. And then at the end of the class, in about 75 minutes, you're invited to stay with us to find out what's happening in our community and how you can benefit. Or you could ask questions or share any insights you might have, or give us any prayer requests for you and your family, and or join us in prayer. So now I'd like to read our mission and vision statements. And as I read this, see if it feels like this is something you would enjoy embracing. Our mission is as follows. Within our heart center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self, and we share the Ascended Master's teachings and our love wisdom throughout the earth. Our vision. We live in sustainable golden crystal age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature using solar sciences of the spirit. We radiate light, and we live and love as one. Now, I would like to invite everyone to read the opening invitation, which was on your invitation.
Lenore, hold on just a minute. I'm going to mute everybody because I can hear a little bit of background noise. So hold on.
Okay.
And then you'll have to hit star 6.
Okay.
Okay, Lenore, you can hit star 6 and start again.
Okay, so if you have your invitation handy on the opening invitation, let us give this together, please. In the name of Almighty God, we thank you, beloved Jophiel and Christine, Master Pallas Athena, Apollo and Lumina, El Moria and Saint Germain, for your presence in our class tonight, January 25th, 2018, and for your help in presenting it. Please know I am here in this class because I desire to serve God with all my mind, my heart, and my soul. Help me to fulfill my reason for being here at this time. Amen. So at this time, we would like to sing a song. And it's been sent to you, and also it's in the songbook, number 17. It is called You Are My Angel. And as we sing this song with great reverence for these powerful cosmic beings, visualize your own guardian angel and your higher self standing with you, surrounding you with their light and inviting you to call on them so that they can encourage you with their presence. Okay, Donna?
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Lenore. And now I just want everybody to know that if you would like to take part in any part of our conversation tonight, we're going to try to have a little bit more of that occurring since this discourse is not real, real long. If you do, you need to hit *6 and then hopefully not interrupt somebody that might have gotten there first. So you may want to write down your questions, or you can wait and at the end of the class, join us in our time of prayer, and we also answer questions, and we have a further discussion there for anybody that can stay at the end of the class. And you get a lot more attention at that time because not everybody can do that. But now tonight we are going to hear a discourse called The Binding of the Fallen Second Ray Angels that are working in the media, actually against us. And before we even start, I want to call on Sharon, and she's going to share with us what we committed ourselves to do here on Earth before we were even born. And this will have a lot to do with how we respond to the challenges of this discourse. This is a very important discourse because it gets out into the open. One of the key, most important things that the masters want us to do at this time to get the truth out is true that we are living during the time of the shift. The light, the pressures from the light and the shift are stronger and stronger, probably almost daily, and particularly as we come to the end of this month. And that's another story. So, Sharon, if you're there, go ahead and explain this very important question as to what we committed ourselves to do before we even came here.
Yes, I'm here. Good evening.
Great.
We vow to maintain our tie to God in this life first and foremost, and to fulfill our mission or at least continue to work on our mission while balancing our threefold flame and transmuting our karma, thereby gaining mastery over ourselves and the world we live in. Part of our group mission is to bear the light and share the light with the evolutions of life on Earth. We do this with love and through the use of affirmations, devotions, and heartfelt prayers for protection and freedom, and by working in harmony with other souls of light, the angelic realms and ascended masters to achieve divine goals for the good of all. So we work together in harmony and teamwork. And we can remember our commitments through practicing stillness and meditation. So we have to be very still and get quiet. And we can remember then what we committed to do before we embodied on this plane. Thank you.
Thank you, Sharon. Now I'm going to start the class, the recording. So here we go.
Quite some time ago, Elizabeth Clare Prophet gave a teaching on the fallen angels of Jophiel's band in the media. The fallen angels of Jophiel's band in the media. So these are yellow ray angels that fell, and they primarily are working in our media. And they work in a way that is antithetical to the light of God wisdom, truth, illumination, and divine knowledge and gnosis, to trick and attempt to fool people through their machinations. They do not desire the truth to be known, for people to awaken to their God identity and God reality, and so they use all manner of deceptions, and they collude with other dark spirits to create this veil of illusion through the media to keep us ignorant. Their tools are the wiles of the devil to keep humanity ignorant. Ignorant of what? The law of their own being, all truth, all wisdom, all light.
I'm going to call on Barbara. Barbara, are you there? I want Barbara, if she's there, to hit *6 and explain to you, to all of us.
I'm here.
Oh, good. Okay. Barbara will explain to you what the veil of illusion is that he has just mentioned already in this first part of this discourse. It's a very important thing to know. So, Barbara, go ahead.
Well, a veil of illusion is just that. It's an idea that's been put out there, not necessarily with any factual backing at all, but it's propaganda that something that's been repeated and repeated and repeated until people just accept it because they've heard it so many times. A prime example of what's going on in the media today is contention that President Trump, when he was running for the office of president, that he colluded with the Russians to win the presidency, that they helped him basically defeat Hillary and gain the office of presidency. And that's been repeated ad nauseum in the mainstream media, and they've had this investigation ongoing for a full solid year now, over a year, and they haven't found a shred of proof. There isn't any because it didn't happen. But they still cling to this idea and keep repeating it as if it's factual. And so a lot of people, because they heard it on the news, they accept it as real without looking any further. And we have been encouraged as spiritual seekers always to look within for answers, number one, to call upon the Maha Chohan, who is the representative of the Holy Spirit, to help us discern the truth of any situation, person, piece of information, whatever. He says, if you need to know and you're not sure, you can't tell, call to me and I will show you the truth or the lie of anything. So if we believe that and use that, we can use that barometer to test anything. And so we can never go wrong. And if we're still not sure because we are uncertain of how to communicate directly with the Maha Chohan, then we just pray about it. In the New Testament, St. Paul, when he talks about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit, he says the one we should pray for the most is the gift of discernment, so we can tell the difference between what is real and unreal, what is godly and what is not godly. Because deep within ourselves, in the pit of our soul, if you will, because we are a part of God, a spark of God, we know what God knows. And so we have to learn to listen to that, and then we will know. And that's my little spiel.
Thank you. Thank you, Barbara. And I'm going to call on Linnell, if you want to add anything to that. Linnell is going to tell us how we know if the media is telling the truth. So, Linnell, if you're there, hit *6.
Hey. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Okay. Thank you for bearing with me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I think I agree with Barbara there. I think that because we are God beings and we have the presence of God within us and we are made in the image and likeness of God, we have the truth within us and we are the truth. And the true information and word and enlightenment of God, I think, is always trying to break through and speak through us and it's always trying to break through and speak to everybody. So if we're able to be still and silent and embrace our own truth of God within ourselves, I think that we can come closer to knowing and understanding if the media is telling the truth. So that's one thing. I think we need to listen to the media with discernment so that we're not just grasping onto effluvia in a way, but we are embracing and obtaining the truth within ourselves. When we hear a lot of things said in the media that seems to resemble either gossip or controversy or condescendence, all these words that just don't reflect the truth of God, I think that's when we have to stop and say, well, hey, wait a minute. Are all these reporters, these commentators, these interviewers, are they really speaking the truth? Are they really giving me the real information that I need to know about the situation? Or are they just trying to get people's attention by sensationalizing things and inflating things and inflating their own ego? Or is this really is really important information that I need to know about my leaders, the country, the presidency, and how it's going to affect me and the world around me? And if you're listening to media or you're reading it or watching it, and there's a lot of these anti-truth situations and scenarios and commentary and vocabulary going on, I think you need to find another media source. Maybe seek out some media sources that you've never listened to before, that some people, you know, refer to as maybe alternative news, where people are speaking from different perspectives and maybe speaking about the situation and not speaking negatively about anyone or anybody who's leading, and are letting the leaders do their job and try to do their job and try to embrace the truth themselves. Because if we can do that, maybe we can all really understand the truth and become more of the truth, and just help our country, our nation, and the whole world align with the truth of God, which is what we all really want to happen, instead of condescending comments and anything other than what is good and what is best for ourselves and the country and the world.
That's great. That's great, Linnell. That is so true. If we are all the truth, then there is no problem. But we are not yet all of, of us, all the truth. And I think a key example of what you were talking about is when one of the reporters spends a half an hour talking about the fact that President Trump had an extra scoop of ice cream and nobody else did, and how greedy he was. Now that is just plain gossip, and that's just plain not news that we're out there here. So thank you, Linnell. We'll go on from here.
I remember making many calls on the Fallen Angels of Jophiel's band. We did this 20, 30, maybe even 40 years ago. Now it seems that exposure of the false or fake media is coming more and more to the fore through the alternative media, which really should be the media, those who promulgate the truth, and those who desire for people to be aware and awake of what is transpiring. And this may be a time that we really go after this with a greater fervor in our prayers and our calls and in our private meditation, so that the truth will be revealed. It is being shouted from the housetops, and I think that scripture, Mark Prophet said that the housetops were at that time the antennas of the TVs. Well, now we have satellite, so it's really even beyond the housetops now. It's through satellite and through all the current technology. The truth must be known for people to awaken and be given the opportunity to make right decisions. When we know the truth sets us free, because we're free within that truth to pursue the right course.
I'm going to call on Dwyn to answer, why is it important for you to know the difference between half-truth and the whole truth? Dwyn?
Well, thank you, Donna. I think recognizing the possibility, first of all, it is a deception statement that includes some element of truth, and the purpose and or consequence of a half-truth is to make something that is really only a belief appear to be knowledge or a truthful statement, to represent the whole truth, or possibly lead to a false conclusion. And a half-truth is even more dangerous than a lie. A lie you can detect at some stage, but half a truth could mislead you for a long time. And so it really does require our discernment and connection with our higher self and calling forth the angels to help us discern as we watch the news and ask to be led to the appropriate or the most clear, conscious, truthful news that we can find, and then pray for just that clarity. Thank you.
Thank you, Dwyn. That's excellent. For instance, one little half-truth that just always stuck in my mind was turning on NBC or CBS, I forget which one it was, which are part of the mainstream media that we have to be careful of, and seeing the picture of President Trump's wife, Melania, coming down or walking up the steps into the airplane, and she had heels on, and she was on her way to help the victims of the hurricane that flooding that occurred in Houston. And so they picked on her terribly. Here she was off to this to help in this hurricane in her high heels. Well, they didn't show that she had a bag with her. They had her tennis shoes on, and when she showed up there, she naturally had her old clothes and her tennis shoes on and was wading right through the mud with so many other people and hugging them and giving them food and so forth. Well, you never even saw those pictures on the mainstream media. They did not report that. So that's just another little example. It's a tiny one, and it's not all that important. But I had a friend who said to me, what's wrong with that Melania? Imagine her going to help out in Houston in her high heels. I said, you looked at the wrong news source, ma'am. And when I told her the rest of the story, she was dumbfounded. Well, most of the people that I knew right at that time that I talked to a lot were only watching what we call the mainstream media, or MSM. So now we'll go on here.
Who can counteract these fallen angels of Jophiel's band? Well, Jophiel and his non-fallen angels have the greatest tools and resources of illumination to do this, plus the Elohim of the yellow ray, Apollo and Lumina, and the beings that serve them, which really are almost numberless.
Cindy, if you're there, if you can answer the question about who are the higher beings we can count on to help us discern the truth.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm here, yes. Like Barbara said, there's the Mahashohan, helps call on him for discernment. And also all that work on the Emerald Ray, which is the ray of truth and health and abundance. And some of these higher beings that are on the Emerald Ray are like Psychopene, Virginia, and they're the all-seeing eye of God. And you can also call on the beloved Mother Mary and Raphael, who are the archangels of that ray. And then there's also Holy Hilarion, the Chohan of the fifth ray. And his twin flame, recently ascended Lady Master Francesca. So you can call on them. And then just last month, on December 17th, 2017, Pal Athena, who also works on the Emerald Green Ray, David Darshan through David Christopher Lewis. And she said that her shield does defend us and that her spear points not only outward but also inward. So follow the spear point to within and it will lead us to the truth. So she's another good one, using her spear. And I also believe that just about any sentence host can help us with this, with discerning the truth. Yet the Emma Green Ray is the ray of truth. So thank you, Donna.
Thank you, Cindy. That's true. The green ray is powerful. And the golden that's often with it is healing with the green. I'm going to answer the question, what news sources can you trust? Well, if you have a pencil, write this down. There is a place you can go online, if you have a smartphone, or if you can go to the library and ask help from the librarian if you need to. There is a place called Soapboxy. It's all one word. It's a funny word. It's Soapboxie. And there's a lady in charge of this particular website named Gemini Fox of the Soapboxy. And she has done a long study on who we can trust and how we can know that we can trust them. In 1983, 90% of our media was owned and controlled by 50 different companies, which at the time, make sure you all are not talking in the background, please, making any noise, and make sure you hit *6 if you were on, so you can get off. She said that the media monopoly today is 90% of our news, whether we read, watch, or listen to it, is dominated by 6 media giants, which each own another array of media venues, from TV and radio stations to newspapers and magazines to film and production studios, and the names may change continually. The Walt Disney Company now owns most of 21st Century Fox, and AT&T is still trying, in fact, they may have done the takeover of Time Warner. In fact, I think they have. But the fact remains that ownership of the media has consolidated into the hands of a very few and very powerful people. And here's the names behind NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, and all the major ones. The Comcast Corporation, which is really owned by NBC Universal. The 21st Century Fox, the Walt Disney Company, Viacom, Time Warner, or AT&T, and the CBS Corporation. Now, these men, they all hobnob together. They relate together very closely, and they determine what they think we ought to hear. I remember when I was a little girl, my dad said to me, "Donna, you are so lucky to live in a free country, because in Russia, all the news is already predetermined, and the people do not get to hear the truth." He says the only source they have is something called Pravda. And he said, and it's all a bunch of big lies about how terrible we are. And he said, it's just not true. He said, isn't it wonderful that we live in a country where that does not happen, where we get the truth? This one investigative reporter says, "We don't have an investigative media in America. Our reporters do not go after the facts. They're not reporters. They're repeaters. They repeat what they are told." So that's what has happened in our country today. I'm just going to repeat this one thing here. James Madison once said, "The advancement and diffusion of knowledge is the only guardian of true liberty." Now, Soapboxy Lady gives some pretty good general news sources that you can trust most of the time. One is called reason.com. And by the way, you don't have to write all these down. If any of you want this information, contact me and I will answer your questions or send you the information. You can either email me or call me. The Christian Science Monitor, truthout.org, truth-out.org, Reuters.com, democracynow.org, ProPublica.org, the Center for Public Integrity, which is called publicintegrity.org, Reveal, which is the Center for Investigative Reporting, and it's at revealnews.org, allsides.com, and there's several others that I like because they keep being added to the list. I love to hear a person named Benjamin Fulford, who is very big in the intelligence community, and this is not his real name. He has to protect himself, but he gets all kinds of information from the intelligence communities, and he usually sends it to somebody that I call Qualapilly. It's a funny name, but I delete anything Qualapilly sends me except for what Benjamin Fulford sends to him. But he gets a Qualapilly actually picks and chooses from all over the internet, and he finds the things that he finds are the most truthful and puts them out. There's a man named Robert David Steele, who's a former military intelligence officer and a former CIA man, who's kind of a whistleblower. He was a co-founder of the Marine Corps Intelligence Center, and he is widely known for his promotion of open source intelligence, which is called OSINT. You could look that up. There is a man named Dr. Steve R. Piesnik. He's a medical doctor, a PhD, and he was big in the intelligence community for over 20 years. He spent over 20 years resolving international crises for four of our U.S. administrations. He, you can believe, usually very readily. Another one of my favorites, but this is hard for a lot of people who are not up quite to this point yet, is David Wilcock. Now, David Wilcock, I heard David Lewis once say that he had no reason to doubt David Wilcock. David Wilcock has spent years doing research on what's happening today and why it's happening. And what he has is so mind-boggling and so kind of scary and unnerving to some people that it's not for everybody, because he goes into what's going on in the secret space program, what's going on in our military industrial complex, and this space alliance, and other things that are going on out there that most people would just be shocked and just unable to believe. But he has proven what he says with numerous people that came forth and talked to him, some of them that were assassinated afterwards or had unusual accidents, let me say, and died, or had terrible things happen or got a lot of threats. Corey Good is one of the people that he, David Wilcock, works with quite a bit now because, that's a long story. I won't go into that. But Corey Good is very good at, and that's not his real name either. He has some amazing things to share. So I like David Wilcock and Corey Good, and you can find David Wilcock at if you just Google divinecosmos.com. I'm pretty sure you could find him there. And Corey is at a place called prepareforchange.net. I mentioned some Christian places. Christian sources are usually very positive. They're very on target. They can get scary, but at least in 90% of the Christian sources, I think you can believe them. One of them is called beforeitsnews.com. There's another one called Christian News Network, Christian Persecution News, Christian World News End Times. I'm not sure about that one. I haven't looked at it. There's one that I really like called Breaking Christian News, and it reports on what's happening in our government as well as all over the planet to some degree. If you don't want to be scared, these are probably the best places. There are places you can go that are really scary, that are telling some pretty horrendous things that are going on with the deep state and what we call the cabal, or the Illuminati or the Khazarians. And they are, if you're not ready for that, do what the masters say to do and do what Jesus said to do. Focus and meditate on whatsoever things have virtue, what are beautiful, are loving, are kind, and visualize the way you want to see this planet go. I will mention just a couple of other guys. One is Roy Potter. He's a Lieutenant Colonel Roy Potter, retired. His stuff is always very good, and it's just spelled Roy Potter, P-O-T-T-E-R. All of these you can Google or do a search engine on. Another one that's good is Jordan Sather. He usually has little videos. I don't like to get into the long videos, so I don't always watch his. Some of his are short, though, and they get right to the point. Another one is Jonathan Cahn, who is a messianic rabbi who has put several books out there. The one that I read recently was The Harbinger, and there's another one that I'm going to order and get, and hopefully I'll have time to read it. But he has given a lot of prophecies, and he's the one that told us about King Jehu. And Jehu is, you can read about him in 1st and 2nd Kings. I think that the places to read about him in those books are 2nd Kings, especially 2nd Kings 9 and 10. And it tells about this rabble-rouser that Elisha sent somebody to get him, and he was anointed to become king, much to his amazement. And he comes riding into town, making all kinds of racket, and the people are just wondering, who the heck is this guy? But he becomes the king. He gets rid of the king at that time, which is Ahab, and Ahab was kind of being pulled around by the ear by his wife Jezebel, the queen Jezebel. And they had gotten all the Israelites at that time to worship Baal and Beelzebub and Moloch, and he even sacrificed their children to these false idols. One of the things that Jehu does is he throws a big party for all of the priests who do all of the rituals for those particular idols. He throws a big party for them. They all come, and they're all in this room, and he kills them all. Knocks them all dead. I don't know how they did it. I don't think it was with the jawbone of a donkey, because that was only Samson. But I think he had his warriors by that time, and they just killed them all. And that was the end of people worshiping Baal and Beelzebub and Belial and Moloch at that time. And Jonathan Cahn, this messianic rabbi prophet, said that was a previous life of Donald Trump, which I found fascinating. So I did want you to know that, and I do want you to feel free to contact me, and I will send you what I can find. If you are unable to find it on a computer in your library, if you don't have one at home and you're not able to get this, because it's important to know where you can find truthful alternative news. And one of the things that the lady said, trying to find this here, she said that she only accepted or felt that the places you could really trust were those that were not receiving money from the government. She says, the big six's enormous control over a wide spectrum of the media comes with the ability to dictate what events they see as newsworthy or not on a massive scale. Even Fox News is not always 100%, and they've been talking about selling part of their corporation. So we have to pray for Fox News, because there are some very loyal to Donald Trump side of the story on Fox News, which is the only place where I've seen it. And she says, in the most recent Gallup poll taken in September of 2016 showed that the trend does not appear to be stopping, with 68% of Americans no longer trusting the mass media to report the true news accurately. In February, the Pew Research Center poll came away with an even more dire picture. Only 18% of Americans had, quote, a lot, end quote, of trust in the mainstream media, and only 22% had a lot of trust in even their local news. So it's a very amazing situation that we find ourselves in today, just trying to get the truth. And when we get it, we have to be able to know why it's the truth and how to believe it. So now we'll go on a little bit more, and we'll answer a little bit more stuff here.
So in the name of the living God, we call to you, beloved Apollo and Lumina. We call to you, beloved Jophiel and your legions of light. You send forth light now, the light of illumination, the light of the golden aspect of God's eternal wisdom, truth, illumination, divine gnosis and knowledge into the earth, and specifically into the media and the false or fake media of today. Bind now, in the name of Jesus the living Christ, all fallen angels of Jophiel's band and those who are promulgating the lie and the action of the liar, Beelzebub, Belial, and Baal. Bind them now by the power of Almighty God and the living Christ through Jesus our Lord. Bind them by the power of truth wielded by Pallas Athena and her spear and shield. Bind them by the power of the Elohim of truth, beloved Cyclopea and Virginia. Apollo and Lumina, come forth now and send cosmic rays into the earth for the illumination of all mankind. We see the awakening of many who have been asleep to the truth, who have been fooled by the fallen angels of Jophiel's band in the media. Bind them by the power of Almighty God. Bind them by the wisdom of Almighty God. Bind them by the love of Almighty God in perfect balance. We accept this truth and this reality, that whatsoever we shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever shall be bound in heaven shall be bound on earth. This was the command of Jesus the living Christ and an offer to his disciples. And so we accept that offering, beloved Jesus, and we use this call this day for the binding of these entities and demons and discarnates and fallen angels of Jophiel's band. And we see now a resurrection of light in America and throughout the world.
Just briefly, I want to say that these scriptures come from Matthew 16, verses 19, and Matthew 18, verses 18. And what this means is, when we make this call that he's making, or you can come up with your own call for the same thing. You can write it for yourself if you wish. However, if any of you would like a copy of this discourse, Barbara and I will be glad to send it to you, or maybe one of the other HeartShare team members would be glad to share it with you or with your group, or anybody that they have relationships with. You can share this whole discourse and come up with a prayer that he uses in here against these particular fallen angels and what they are doing, and know that it's been bound in heaven. What you bind here on earth and what you pray for here on earth is also being covered or covering you in heaven, is helping you, is answering this prayer. That's why we do encourage people to join us in the broadcast in the morning at whatever time you can get on between, let's see, Mountain Time is, I guess, 7 to 10. My Central Time, it's 8 to 11. And then on the East Coast, I think it's 9 to 12. So if you can get on that broadcast with us in the morning and pray with us, this prayer is often done, or you can listen to it online if you have a computer, if you go to the or library or read it. And make the call right. Make the calls right from what you see written on the recording or the copy, the written copy of this discourse. It's very, very powerful. And just always know that what you bind on earth is bound in heaven. So what you pray here on earth is going to be prayed for and answered in heaven. And I will finish this.
And we place the all-seeing eye of God upon CNN, NBC, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, and all media outlets that are not promulgating the truth, and even untruths working through Fox News and other news stations. Find now those responsible for the promulgation of error, lies, deceit, deception, illusion, and Maya. Find them by the power of the grace of God this day. We call to the two witnesses in heaven to name the names of all those responsible for this deception back to Beelzebub, Belial, Baal, and before that, Satan and Lucifer. Bind them by the power of Almighty God. We offer the causal body momentums of our life streams from this and past lives to offset this darkness this day for the awakening of all peoples everywhere to the truth, the way, and the life of the Christ. We simultaneously call for the protection of our current president, the office of the president, and that which, overshined by St. Germain Almoria and the 14 Ascended Masters who govern the destiny of America with Godfrey, is attempting with his administration to right the wrongs of the past and to bring forth a better way, even as some of what may be done is not in full accord with the will of God. Yet there has been a turning to the light of the Christ, living as true Christians in this nation, through the work thus far done, and we see it extended far into the future by God's grace, through divine intercession, through the prayers of the righteous upon earth. We offer our hearts, our heads, and our hands, beloved Almoria, to your cause of planetary freedom with Saint Germain in this hour. We consecrate and rededicate ourselves to this holy purpose, now and forever. Amen.
Let me just mention here that there is a powerful list of things that were accomplished that Trump did that nobody realizes that only watch the mainstream news. So I'm just going to share with you, even in the first 6 months of his presidency, he signed more than 40 bills into law and has issued more than 40 executive orders on everything from health care to energy, our infrastructure, and more. And he signed more laws to slash unnecessary federal regulations and bureaucratic red tape than any other president in history. And the slashing of these regulations is actually saving American people more than $18 billion a year in costs, American businesses, little businesses like me and my store. President Trump is emphasizing making America energy independent. He's approved the building of the Keystone and the Dakota Access pipelines in a way that would not be damaging to the areas, although that is a questionable situation due to the religious aspects of the Indians there. President Trump saved the American people $3 trillion over the next 10 years by withdrawing from the so-called Paris Climate Accord. And under President Trump, the U.S. economy has already created more than 800,000 new jobs. The stock market, as you see daily on the news, has risen more than 20% since his election, more than that now. And the GDP growth for the second quarter of 2017 was 2.7% compared to an average yearly GDP growth under the last administration of only 1.8%. So a 50% increase in economic growth has occurred. Food stamp use has plunged to a seven-year low under President Trump, and that is saving probably several million dollars a year, maybe more. Illegal border crossings have dropped 73%. In fact, some illegal are now leaving America on their own. And President Trump has doubled the number of Border Patrol officers. He has declared war on the 10,000 ultra-violent MS-13 gang members who are in the United States, who most most of them came over here illegally over our open border with the last administration. He has issued an executive order ending the Obamacare regulatory mandate that requires Christians and pro-life Americans to purchase health insurance that includes abortions and gender reassignment surgery. By the way, regarding the recent marches that we have had, there were two marches that occurred recently. One was a march by the pro-choice group. And that was pictured all over the mainstream media as this wonderful, huge march of people. And they took all kinds of pictures of celebrities, which is one main reason why they paid so much attention to this march, and had people talk about all throughout the march that they stopped and interviewed about how much they hated President Trump. Meanwhile, and that, by the way, took 6.7% of their time talking about the marches. The other march, they only spent less than 2% in the, comparatively on the pro-life march, which I don't know if you saw it, but online it showed thousands and thousands and thousands of people coming down these streets that were marching for pro-life, many, 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 many more than the other woman's march. And I'm sure several of you could contribute to some of the interesting information that came out of those marches. So anyway, we were talking about some of the untruths. The number one slot went to former ABC News investigative reporter Brian Ross for his false story on former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn that sent financial markets tumbling more than 300 points. He was later suspended and reassigned when it was found out. ABC News, Brian Ross, sent markets in a downward spiral with a false report, and CNN finished third with its December report that candidate Trump and Donald Trump Jr. had access to documents that had been hacked from the Democratic National Committee and Hillary Clinton campaign chairman John Podesta, and they provided to WikiLeaks. They thought that they were provided to WikiLeaks before they were published by the website. They had to completely revoke that. Time Magazine took the fourth slot, falsely reporting that President Trump had removed the bust of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King because he was a racist, which was not true. He simply put it in a different spot that he thought would show it off better. The fifth spot went to the Washington Post for reporting a massive sold-out Trump rally in Pensacola, Florida, was actually empty. They took pictures of this room before it was packed to the gills with people wanting to hear President Trump and said, see, nobody came. That had to be renounced also. A CNN reporter, well, CNN took the next two places for falsely editing a video showing the president dumping a full box of fish food into a Japanese koi pond trying to kill the fish. Well, this is so ridiculous. If they had shown the whole video, it would have shown that President Trump was standing there following what Prime Minister Shinzo Abe was telling him to do. And he was following and doing exactly what the Prime Minister had done first. So these are just numerous false stories. The next CNN story said in June that former White House Communications Director Anthony Scaramucci was under investigation for meeting with Russians. That had to be retracted because it simply wasn't true. Three CNN journalists were reassigned in the wake of this debacle, and yet they had gotten this news from where? They'd gotten them from their bosses. They'd been approved by their bosses. Newsweek magazine, for its July report that Polish First Lady Agata Kornhauser Duda did not shake Trump's hand on his visit to Warsaw. Kornhauser Duda was her name, and she did shake the First Lady Melania Trump's hand first because she was doing ladies first out of honoring and being honorable to the president and his wife. And then she shook the president's hand, which they did not show the president starting to put his hand out and then thinking that he was going to have his hand shaked first. seeing that she was shaking his wife's hand first, which is all, it was just a matter of culture there. And then CNN reported former FBI Director James Comey would dispute President Trump's claim that Comey told him multiple times he was not under investigation for any alleged ties and testimony before the Senate Intelligence Committee. And, of course, Comey said, no, that was not true at all. Four CNN journalists had worked that story based on unnamed sources. Some of them had to be reassigned. The Times took 10th place with its front page report in August that the White House had hidden a damning report on climate change. That was not true either. The Times had published a leaked copy of this report from a non-reputable source. It's amazing how the mainstream news jumps on non-reputable sources. And, of course, we know about the Russian collusion thing, which reminds me so much of this little saying from Shakespeare where, and I can't remember who it was that said it, but he said, "Methinks thou dost protest too much." I don't know if you had this happen when you were a child, but I can remember even as even in the last few years running into people that were, for instance, continually complaining about something or somebody that did the same thing they did. I had a friend that was constantly complaining about people gossiping, and yet this lady was continually gossiping. And when you see that happening, that fits exactly that statement, "Methinks thou dost protest too much." And that's what the other side of the in the mainstream news has been doing. They have been protesting way, way too much about little things that they find half-truths in or no truth in from non-reputable sources. So now that we have actually finished hearing the prayer and this discourse, I would like anybody who's listening to share any thoughts or contributions you might have or questions. And then we're going to go into a few minutes on health and how to prevent some easy ways to not get cancer. So if anybody has something you would like to say, hit star 6 and feel free.
Hello, Dustin?
Yes.
Hi, beloved Donna. I am so happy to hear your voice. I adored your flame. And we actually spoke before you. We've been putting you in our healing calls. And greetings to you and blessings and beloved Barbara and everybody. But I have to really share this incredible information. And I am so, so thrilled of the flame and how you can feed us our soul. And we are stationed here as the Lord put us in this battle of Armageddon. And of course, you know, I 40 years ago, I actually been trained by beloved mother inner and outer levels. And in Chicago, my surrogate father, my adoptive father, Ascended Master SOS, Stanley Sosinski, and Ascended Master Balian, they kind of trained me. And when I had to come here to Washington, D.C., which is the throat chakra, the power, the misuse of power, beloved Donna Court, as we pray for each other, please, pray for my family. Pray for me.
Please give your name so that everybody...
I'm so sorry, dear.
Say it again.
Oh, can you repeat what you asked me, dear?
Yeah, I want you to say your name so that everybody online, I mean on the phone, can hear you.
Oh, okay. My name is Lily Marie Anderson.
Lily Anderson.
Yes.
Thank you, Lily.
Yes, thank you. And thank God, because these, I don't know how many months I had the privilege and the blessing to speak to beloved Sharon Wallace about the healing service that we have done for many, many, many months. It's I was doing some writings in here about how many masters have come to our calls. And, of course, I have done many, many decades of healing service with our Blessed Mother. And what I'm just going to tell you, I'm actually closing my eyes and visualizing beloved Buddha or the diamond crystal ray too. I have I live about 15 minutes away from the CIA, not that away from where the Kennedys live.
Yes.
And I actually I'm protected by certain individuals in here. He's a physicist, and he had done invasion for submarines. Because Blessed Mother Elizabeth Clare Prophet gave me a shelter of $10,000 to be protected. We are one of those who are being persecuted. And we're talking about the second, you know, the fallen angels. My beloved father used to tell me, Pasha Olga, which is the serpent, is the one who number one, we can call, you know, they call the serpent, and in the Bible, Pasha Olga is a fallen angel who managed to take many, many innocent souls from the garden, beloved Maitreya. And it's still, the Battle of Armageddon is still going on. And right here, and if I told you, of course, right now I'm visualizing all of us. And, of course, there are so many, many angels protecting us. But, beloved Donna, I mean, almost I have tears in my eyes of the deception when you speaking. All the truth and the wealth of information, like, beloved Sharon Wallace, we love you so much. And I was invited. I sit down with the ambassador of Korea and his wife, and they love me very much. But I was invited, and with a lot of challenges, so I was invited to their home. And then, you know, it's just unusual gathering and social and talking in here. And I am very quiet, and I know how to, you know, to conduct myself. And I heard he was stationed in Hawaii for not long time before he had a meeting with his leader from North Korea. And on and off through the years, he made comments that most of the people starving in there, this leader, which is the son of the...
yes, and you know right that in North Korea...
Right, and then you know what happened?
You know that it's Lily. Yes. Lily,
yeah.
We don't have much time here.
But I just wanted to end with this.
Okay.
What the media have is taken away from this, there, when he has the dining encounter, he said to him, oh, he offered something to drink, and he said, oh, I am sorry, very polite and very, very kind. He said, I do not drink. I said, oh, are you a Muslim? He said, no, I am a Mormon. He said, oh, I haven't seen that on TV, but almost I have tears in my eyes because this one is the son of God. And I've been years and years with you joining in the broadcasting, but a lot of good things transpiring. A lot of beautiful things transpiring in the center.
And we, going to have to, because we have a lot more to do on our own. But that's we're sharing that.
Yes.
We're sharing about your and we know that you are reason. We know that you are being helped by your presence. And I'm going to have to ask you. Hit star 6.
Yes, thank you. I love you very much. All of you, all my love to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Lily. And all our love.
Thank you.
6. Okay, very quickly, because we've been talking about doing this, and we haven't had a lot of time. We're going to talk a little bit about health tonight. I know I have been humbled greatly because I think I got to the point where with my health food store and the things that I knew, I actually thought that I was indestructible. And but, you know, we need to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt us in due time. And that's what happened to me because I've had numerous people from my store, my church, among my different friends say, how could you have gotten cancer? Because I was diagnosed recently with having cancer of my breast. So I'll tell you what happened. I had a tumor in my left breast for over 5 years, maybe 6 or 7 years. And because of some reports through a doctor plus a thermogram, I didn't do a lot about it. It appeared to be a fibrocystic tumor and not something to get excited about. But in the spring of last year, I began to have symptoms of hyperthyroidism, anxiety, sleeplessness, weight loss, hair falling out, nervousness, digestive problems. And the thermogram that I had then, which was available in Dallas, indicated strongly that I was dealing with heavy metals and also a quantum biofeedback program that I had access to indicated this. And that this was being this was happening due to amalgam mercury and silver fillings under my gold crowns that were leaking into my bloodstream and were causing problems in my thyroid and all throughout my body. So beginning in July, I began to have the amalgams removed and new crowns applied. Plus, I took a product called Zeolite, which you can find online or in health food stores. Plus, I made smoothies with cilantro and blueberries, which are highly recommended by a man named Anthony William, who is also known as the medical medium and who is very spiritually guided. And I went on an anti-heavy metal diet, really, as directed by him, with great success. This took care of the hyperthyroid challenges I had, and I mention this because so many people that I talk to, I find, have old amalgam fillings in their mouths today. Now, Anthony Williams says, for the most part, you should probably leave them there if you're not having any symptoms because they may not be bothering you. But they did start bothering me, which fortunately is I was able to see and find out for myself. So that's why I had to go to that direction. I didn't want to do anything about this tumor in my left breast, which may have been caused by the heavy metals for a long time because I could only handle one thing at a time. I couldn't both have my teeth worked on all this time and go through this surgery. So by the end of the teeth business, the dental stuff, the tumor was getting pretty annoying and it was starting to grow. Well, now, I hope that you all understand this because I'm going to be pretty honest here. I have what I always called my two pancakes with a strawberry on top. So having one side operated on really was not that big a deal to me. However, of course, the other side does miss its friend, I guess you could say a little bit. But at least I had tried to find a doctor that would just remove the tumor. But no, all the doctors and all the places I called said, well, we have to follow medical guidelines. We're under certain rules and laws and so forth. But I did finally find a doctor who said, okay, I will not push you on having any chemo or radiation if we find cancer cells. So the tumor was removed along with a couple of lymph nodes to make sure, and a few cancer cells were found. They were very bound up in this fibrocystic construction of the tumor and were not doing anything, which is good. But doctors being who they are and under certain medical guidelines in American hospitals always do a little more than is necessary, which I thought he did. But he did at least pray with me, and he was a Christian doctor, and he did not push me to do anything other than have these removed or that removed. So now there are numerous online sources I want to tell you about. And if you want to get over cancer, there are counselors, alternative physicians, and others who will help you with their favorite programs that are working. And I can even direct you to some of them if you're interested. However, the most interesting source I found, and I just want to tell you this very quickly because I know you're probably getting tired of this, I found a book called Outsmart Your Cancer. It's written by Tanya Pierce. She's a medical researcher who did 8 years of research on the easiest and most efficient ways of curing, preventing, or reversing cancer in the human body. And she tells about a scientist who prayed and prayed for a way to help cure cancer. He was given a dream one night that was explicit in what he should do. So he wrote it all down, and he began to produce the product, which consists of certain natural substances that are extremely antioxidant that kill, or lyse, L-Y-S-E, means they just slash through it, and they kill all anaerobic cells that they comes in contact with this solution that he was given in this dream. Now, since he was threatened by certain powers that be at that time regarding this product, he began to just give it away. So everyone he gave it to that had cancer got well, even people that had stage 4 cancer. Now, eventually, in order to stay under the radar, this product ended up with several different names, and they are Protocell, P-R-O-T-O-C-E-L, Cancel, C-A-N-C-E-L-L, and Enteleve, E-N-T-E-L-E-V. Now, the most common name, and the name I like, is Protocell, because you can find a little more information on it. The scientist died in 1996, he died from other causes. But people who are eternally grateful to him for getting over cancer sell it online as a health tonic. It cannot be advertised as a cure for cancer. So you can get this book at outsmartyourcancer.com, and then you can contact, if you are interested in this or if you know people that are fearful of either having cancer or getting it, you can contact the sources in this book. Now, the interesting thing about this is that there is another wonderful thing about this very anaerobic product. Anaerobic means it kills. Anaerobic is any kind of a cell in your body that does not act natural. It does not use oxygen, in other words. All the cells in our body that are healthy use oxygen. So that's why it's important to breathe deeply and exercise and move to get that oxygen going. Anaerobic cells do not. They live off of sugar for the most part, and they also live off of dirt, or actually toxins. They seem to be affected and become anaerobic by toxins in your body. So the great thing about this product is that it kills anything that's anaerobic, such as viruses, funguses, pathogenic bacteria, parasites. Plus, if you have scar tissue from irritable bowel syndrome or colitis or other long-time digestive problems, it destroys the scar tissue or the adhesions that resulted in more digestive problems. There was one story that I read about a woman who had had, she was diagnosed with cancer of her bowel, of her large colon. And so she started taking this, and it not only killed the cancer, but it gave her a new lining to her intestines, and she no longer has irritable bowel syndrome, because scar tissue is all anaerobic, and it destroyed the scar tissue and enabled the body to replace the tissue there that should not be scar tissue, that should be normal, healthy tissue. So I thought that was very interesting, and this the author tells of many other similar stories. Some of the other things that may be positively affected with this particular product are arthritis, certain forms of diabetes, Parkinson's disease, and other physical challenges that are really exacerbated or made worse with anaerobic cells that pile up and need to be removed. These are toxic cells, pathogenic cells, not healthy cells. We get a lot of those in our joints as we get older, and we call it arthritis. We can get it on any place where we've had surgery or had previous problems. For instance, I just started taking this to find out what would happen. So, because my customers at my health food store say, well, have you tried it? On anything that they want to buy, they want to know, Well, have you tried it? So, yes, I'm trying it. And some of the things that happen when you're on it is that you begin to detox out of every hole in your body. So some of the things that you may experience are horrendous coughing, and that's one of the things that I experienced. And when you cough, it'll usually be a lot of just white mucus. It's not discolored yellow or green unless you have an infection. But the infections usually go because pathogenic bacteria are usually anaerobic. So this product, which is highly antioxidant, probably maybe the strongest antioxidant thing there is, and I know that cilantro and blueberries follow closely, but this product really knocks the bacteria, the pathogenic bacteria. So, yes, I coughed. Every time I laid down, I would cough. And all of this stuff kept coming up and coming up. I had to sit up to sleep. And I was interested in reading the book and seeing that, yes, this is one of the very prominent symptoms of detoxing with this product. So now that I've told you about Protocell, if you want to know more about it, if you want to know more about getting the book, I would never advise you to get it, to do this without reading and studying it thoroughly and seeing how easy it is, but yet you have to discipline yourself in taking it within every 4 to 6 hours, depending on what kind of cancer, and they tell you all the different things about that. You can follow the diet recommended by the medical medium or Anthony William. You may need to add a little bit more protein in that diet, like a few more beans or substances that are higher in protein. But you can, I'd be glad to help anybody that decides to do something like this. Feel free to call me or email me. I'm going to mention one other quick product that is very interesting. It's called Pawpaw, P-A-W-P-A-W. And it's a product that you can only get in one place, basically, online. And that's through Nature's Sunshine, or you could get it through one of Nature's Sunshine's distributors. And I can tell you all about that. But Pawpaw does the same thing. It comes in a capsule, whereas the Protocell comes in a liquid, and you dilute it in distilled water. You just put a few drops in some distilled water and drink it every 4 to 6 hours. So I'm telling you about this because I don't think there's any of you online or on the phone right now that hasn't run into somebody that has either had cancer or is very prone to getting it. I know in my family, my mother died of cancer. My sister died of cancer at age 48. My grandmother died of cancer. My father's side of the family is full of people that died of cancer. Fortunately, he did not. He died of vascular problems, but that's because he was on a very high diet. He was on a pretty good regime. He was almost 90, so that was good. So if you know somebody that might want to know what to do, and this will give them some, and I'm not saying to do this instead of what your doctor says. I'm saying you might want to explore it, or your friends or your relatives might want to explore it, and either use it after they've had surgery or before they have surgery if they feel that this is what God wants them to do. And you need to be in prayer always before you do something like this. I will say that some people that had chemotherapy or radiation did take this product afterwards, and it helped them immensely. But this is not true for everybody. Some people did not follow the instructions correctly. They did not take the medicine at the right times, or they had forgotten, didn't take it at all over a 24-hour period. You have to keep it in your bloodstream. And some people are just ordering it for 1 or 2 months every year as kind of like a cleanser. So those are some interesting things. The pawpaw is... The only important thing about that is that it needs always to be taken with food, whereas the Protocell can be taken without food. So now if anybody has any questions that I could answer very quickly in about 5 minutes before we go to our prayer time, feel free to hit *6 and just ask your question, and I will try to answer it, or if someone else has an answer, they may want to say something also.
Hello, this is Janice.
Yes, Janice.
Thank you for sharing that. I can't believe it. I've been diagnosed with cancer, which people go, what? You're the cleanest living, you're organic, you do Reiki, you do all these things. But anyway, and I have been researching for, I guess, the last 2 years. That's all I do, all day, every day, and buying new products, and I have never heard of these. I did read his book. I have his book. Mm-hmm. But it was interesting to me when I read the book, he didn't have one chapter that was titled Cancer.
You're talking about Medical Medium, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. He says that the only thing he says about cancer is if you go to the back and you look up cancer and you go to those places, he will say, if you're dealing with cancer, you may want to avoid this, this, and this, that kind of thing. And that's about as much as he says. You're right. But he did say once, he said there's so many different kinds and different ways and different directions to follow with cancer. He said that it would be very hard to write a book that is a cure for it. But basically, his books tell you how to live the right way. But you have to know this, too. Stress will close up a whole lot of the avenues in your body that need to stay clean. Stress, doing things like reading your computer or your smartphone or your iPad right before you go to bed, very bad. Lack of laughter is very biggie.
Yes, I hear you.
Yeah. So I like to watch something online in the middle of the day somewhere and then think about it later because I will laugh and laugh just thinking about it. It's called Laugh and Gags or Laugh Gags, and they spell it L-A-F-F, and then I think they put the word and there. And then the last word is gags, G-A-G-G-S, or might be G-A-G, but I'm sure you can find it on Google. That's where I always go, and I just put it in on Google and find it. And they have real short, little, tiny videos. There's no words really in it, but you're just laughing when you watch it. And when you laugh, I watched one once when I was eating, and my digestion improved so much.
Wow.
I couldn't believe it. And I realized that all of the muscles from my chest on down to my spine, down to my sacrum, were moving, and the circulation was greatly improved. So my digestion was very, very good when I did that. And if you are reading something serious or worried about something and you're trying to eat, you can cause more problems than if you didn't eat at all.
Right.
So those are some very important things. But if you can send me, I'll give you my email address, or maybe do you have one of our invitations that has my phone number?
I have an invitation. And I'm sure it's still on the computer, but tell me anyway.
Okay. Well, you can call me, and I can talk to you a lot longer and give you all the information.
Okay.
My number is 903-885-2495.
Okay.
And you can call me, and does your phone have your name on it? I mean, is your phone?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Good. Then I will answer it, because sometimes I'm getting marketing calls and I don't want to answer them. So that would be good. And if you have an email address.
What time zone are you in?
I'm in the central time zone.
Okay.
So right now at my house, it's about 9:25.
Okay.
So. But if you have a quick email address, I can contact you that way, too.
Okay. It's Janis, J-A-N-I-S, 33, at OPT.online.net, optonline.net.
Now, I have Janis at OPT.online, and then I didn't hear the last part.
No, it's Janis, 33.
Say that once more.
Janis, J-A-N-I-S,
33. Oh, 33. Okay, I missed that.
Yeah.
At O-P-T-O-N-O-I-N-A.
No, O-P-T-O-N-L-I-N-E, line.
Oh, okay, line. Got it.
Yes.
Okay.
N-E-T.
N-E-T.
Yeah.
Okay. I will try to email you, and I can give you this information that way. I can even forward a lot of it to you.
Okay, love it. Thank you so, so much.
You're welcome. Hit star 6 when you get off.
Okay, thank you.
Are there any other questions? Okay, if there are no more questions, feel free to stay with us now that our class is over and pray with us or share any prayer requests that you have for your family or for yourself, and we will be very honored to pray for them, and we will also share with you a few short announcements. And I'm going to close in prayer right now, and we will I will close the class right now in prayer, and then we will go to our prayer time, our other prayer time. In the name of the Father, Mother, Son, Daughter, and Holy Spirit, we thank you, beloved Almighty God, and beloved angels and Elohim and all of the cosmic beings who help us at this time to find out the truth and to get it out there to other people and to share with them what is really happening on our planet in a loving, caring, patient way. And to honor people's requests, but also to pray for the eyes of their heart, their minds, their souls to open and to hear what is really happening, that they may blossom and not be in ignorance. We ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, everybody, you may stay with us, any of you that would like to, and we will go into our other prayer time. Let's see, I'm going to hit at the end of our recording here. Okay, if you can hear me, I'm going to try to clear. Let's see. I'm going to hit star 5 here. Okay, anybody who's on right now, you're not muted. So you make.
8 o'clock. Good morning.
Donna.
Yes.
God bless you, sweetheart.
Yes, God and I'm going you. To. Anna. And I'm also going to let, I think it's Donna Dregan, to give some announcements.
Okay. Can you hear me? Donna, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Well, the closest one is February the 6th. We're going to have Tuesday with Elmoria. And Elmoria will be coming on. Usually he comes on later when he comes. It's like 8:15 or Eastern Standard Time, but he's going to be coming on at 6:15 Eastern Standard Time, and it would be 5:15 Mountain Time. 7:15 Eastern Standard Time and 5:15 Mountain Time, what would it be, 6:15 Central Time. So that's Tuesday with Elmoria. February 6th. Then February the 9th through 11th, Los Angeles, California, will be having a Conscious Life Expo, and more information on that. And then registration now is open for San Diego, California, February 15th through 18th. Prayer Vigil, Saint Germain on Soul Freedom and Self-Realization for the Aquarian Initiates. And you can, of course, get that online by calling the store. Then we have March 18th. David is going to be giving a Mary University course via live internet broadcast, Manjushri Buddha on Creative and Colorful Mind Living. Manjushri will help us know how spiritually colorful our lives can be as we strive to be one with the Buddha nature and to live mindfully each day, practically and creatively, can both be ours as we enjoy our beingness in God daily while following the middle way of the Buddha. This class will include a spirited discussion on the excitement of walking and talking with the All Buddha, God. And that's $33. And then, please, I want you to remember this because I'm in Baltimore, at Maryland, and this is going to be June 21st through the 24th at Jefferson, Maryland, or you can Google Fox Haven Organic Farm and see where it's going to be. And then we're going to be having a tour to Washington, D.C., and several different things that we're going to see there, including many of the things that you've heard of before. If you've never been to Washington, you want to come here. And this is going to be the summer solstice. This is the first time they've ever had since we started in 2005 a summer conference, solstice conference, out of Livingston area, that area in Montana. And it's called The Resurrection of America in Freedom's Flame. So thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Donna. Barbara, if you're there, I'm going to let you take over on the prayer. Barbara? Oh, Barbara.
Okay, I had muted myself by accident. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay.
All right. Well, we are ready now to take prayer requests. So anyone that has a concern or a prayer request for themselves or someone else, please speak up.
I have one. Excuse me. This is Patricia Murphy. Can you hear me?
Sure can. Go right ahead, honey.
Okay. excuse me. No, it's not on my voice tonight. My daughter needs prayer very badly. She's having actually a mental problem, which her father had and wouldn't get help, and she won't get help either. But it seems she's somewhat delusional, and her three oldest children have cut off contact with her. She has cut off contact with me because part of her delusion is that she thinks that I've done some things that are totally untrue. And she called me just before Christmas and was very upset with me. And anyway, I won't go into a lot of detail, but just pray for her mental health and her tuning into reality.
What's her name, Patricia?
Her name is Laura Beth McGill, McGill.
What was
her first
name
again?
Laura.
Beth.
Okay. L-A-U-R-A.
Okay.
Beth, B-E-T-H.
Okay, and where does Laura live?
She lives in California, in Cardiff, California.
Okay, in Cardiff, California.
Uh-huh.
All right, we will pray for Laura. I know it's
Thank
hard
you.
To have a child or someone close to you that is just caught up in a strong illusion or delusion. It makes it really hard to have a relationship with them. Been there, done that, still doing that, unfortunately. Donna and I can testify. We know what that's like.
When I wouldn't verify this crazy thing that she thinks that I did, she hung up on me and she won't talk to me even, which is probably just as well, as long as she's in this delusional state.
We will
pray for her, Patricia. Thank you for letting us know. Okay.
Thank you.
Take care, sweetheart. Anyone else?
Let's put down Janice. I think it's Janice Opton, the lady that came on during that we were talking about cancer.
Okay.
Put her down.
And where does she live?
I don't know. I didn't get that information from her, but
I think she may live in New York because I was talking to her in the beginning.
Oh, that's
I think.
Right. She did say New York when she came on.
Okay, good. Well, I will shout a lot more.
Can you hear me? I'm Janice.
Oh, good, oh. Janice. Is your last name Opton?
Abrams. A-B-R-A-M-S.
A-B-R-A-M-S.
Janice
okay.
Abrams. Okay, and where do you live, Janice?
East Meadow, New York.
East Meadow.
Okay, East Meadow, New York. Do you know what kind of cancer you've been diagnosed with?
T-cell lymphoma, skin cancer.
Okay, T-cell lymphoma, skin cancer. Okay, got it. Thank you. We will put you on the list. Okay. I would like to request prayers for my husband, Philip Gabbert, who's having extensive dental work done here in the next weeks. He had another tooth pulled today. They're doing them just a few at a time, but he had this same issue that Donna was telling about on the call earlier with old amalgam fillings underneath the crown that have been leaking into the system for years. So we are looking forward to the opportunity of detoxing all that stuff out of his system once these bad old teeth are gone. So we'll just pray for him to get through all this dental work with flying colors and improve his health significantly. Okay. Anyone else?
Yes. My name is Sheila. You have prayed with me before.
Yes, we have.
We pray for my sister Fresia. She had brain surgery. She has a very aggressive cancer. They took half of her right side of her brain in August, and they put her in a trial program with Houston, which required a lot of infusion, and she actually started going downhill pretty fast, and they found some growths just this last week, and she had surgery again yesterday. They thought that maybe it was some necrosis that appeared from the radiation, but when they took it out yesterday, the congeal test, the pathology test that they did, it showed some necrosis but some tumor, but the doctor refused to say that it was tumor until he gets the actual results from pathology. We really thought she was just in the verge of dying. It's just not looking very good. She went through surgery yesterday beautifully. She's in ICU, and all my family there are on their way there. I'm going on Saturday. I really kept to the realization that I thought maybe I'm just going to go say goodbye to her. So I just wanted some prayers. I don't know if this is really going to be the end of her. The doctors originally told her husband that they gave her 6 months, but they told everybody else that it could be 14 months or who knows, a miracle, 2 or 3 years. But I really got to the point of thinking that she didn't have much longer. So I just wanted some prayers.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Sheila, for letting us know.
Yeah, you pray for her before anyway.
Yes.
And I do have another friend, very dear to me from years and years. I only saw her just the other day after about 16, 20 years. Her husband, Ron, has some form of cancer too. She's going through a lot, but he's gotten some Alzheimer's involved with it, and I think he's very violent and abusive verbally and tried to hit her a couple of times. My friend's name is Lenny and her husband's Ron. So
okay.
I'd like some prayers for that too, if you don't mind.
All right.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Sheila. I've got that. Let's see. Verbally. Okay. All right. Okay. Anyone else with a prayer request?
Oh, hi, dear. This is Anna from Marietta. Hi,
Donna. Yes. Hi, Anna. How are you?
Oh, hanging in. Thanks. Listen, I've been having problems with my blood sugar. It's pretty high. No matter what I do, it doesn't want to come down. I'm on Lantus, 12 units a day. Besides that, I'm doing some natural supplements too. 150, 140. It doesn't want to come down from there. Sometimes goes up to 170. I don't understand what to do because I'm not doing any problem. Trying to avoid sugar and all the weird stuff.
Okay, well, we will be happy to pray for you, Anna.
Thank you. God bless you guys for all you do for all of us. Thank you. Donna, God bless you and make you very well pretty soon.
Okay. Any other prayer requests tonight?
Yes. I have actually three. One is Mary Olalor, O-L-A-L-O-R. She, her sister and brother who have been stealing from her for years, and that's a whole other thing, now they want to commit her and so that no one will ever find out what they've been doing. And she had a court date actually today. And fortunately, a wonderful heart friend has been knocking himself out, helping her. And it's a long thing. But the bottom line is this friend took her to a new doctor, and he went to her, the new doctor, Rose Shorter, S-H-O-R-T-E-R, and ask her if she would write a letter saying that Mary is competent and of sound mind. And Mary's lawyer called the opposing lawyer and told him about a lot of lies that have been going on with her old doctor and with the social worker. All kinds of things are going on. It's too much to go into. And this opposing doctor of the opposition, I mean a lawyer, said that if her friend could get Dr. Rose Shorter, S-H-O-R-T-E-R, to write that she's competent and of sound mind, he'll drop the case. And her friend got a continuance for, instead of today, so it's going to be in February. But please pray for her to be able to have the whole case dropped by the opposing doctor, and that Dr. Rose Shorter will write, and she said she would yesterday, but they hadn't received it yet, that she will write that she is competent and of sound mind.
I got that all down.
Okay. Now the second one is Cole McShane, his mother, Annabelle McShane, is getting worse. She's in a nursing home, but she's her Alzheimer's is getting much, much worse, and they're going to have to move her to another part of the nursing home. Another one is Rebecca Taylor, who could not get, an EKG because she has ATRIAL, fibrillation.
Atrial
fibrillation. And so she couldn't get the EKG, and she's supposed to have a knee operation on her knee joint but she can't have the operation until other things are fixed. She also has an infection of cellulitis in her left calf, in her leg calf. So please pray for Rebecca Taylor.
Cellulitis.
C-E-L-L-U-L-I-T-U-S, I believe.
Cellulitis.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. In her left leg, you said?
Well,
in both legs or just?
No, in her leg calf. I'm not sure which. I forgot to ask her which leg.
Okay. All right.
But she has to have the knee joint operation, and she can't have it until her heart thing gets better. Atrial fibrillation. Thank you.
Knee surgery. Okay. All right. Got it. Okay. Well, that's a good list here now. Anyone else?
This is Duane, and I'm just making a little request for my daughter Jennifer, who had a high CA125 result, and so I'm just asking that. And as a follow-up, she decided to go find out what her genealogy, I can't remember the name of that test, but anyway, so I'm going to hear from her tonight. But so just that she, fortunately, she just met a young man who is giving her lots of insights on reinforcing the whole idea of clean raw food and so on, and that she doesn't get stuck on the number, or that she work on bringing herself into wholeness or into balance, whatever is required for her body, mind, soul, spirit, to get those numbers down. She's concerned because of family history. So anyway, just for peace and God direction, and Jennifer Star Farrell. Actually, she's going back there. She just went through a divorce.
And God direction.
Yeah, just went through a divorce a year ago, and so that was really another very heavy. But we're all grateful for that anyway.
Okay,
so,
recovery from divorce. Okay. All right. Okay, wonderful. Got it on the list.
Thanks.
Well, we'll just say Dwyn's daughter, Jennifer. The angels will know.
Right.
Okay, great. Okay, let's see. Who on our team here besides Dwyn and Donna, Dregan, and me? Lenore, are you still here?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so we got Donna Korth, Donna Dregan, Lenore, Dwyn, me. Linnell, are you still on? I guess not. Okay, I don't hear Linnell. So I've got, let's see, one, two, three. I've got seven different requests, but Donna Dregan's had three on them, so we'll do that. So I've got five people all together here. Let's start with Lenore. If you would take Patricia Murphy's daughter, Laura,
okay,
in Cardiff, California, who has mental problems and delusional and isn't speaking to Patricia right now, and pray for her. And
okay,
also for Janice Abrams in East Meadow, New York, who has a form of lymphoma skin cancer.
Okay.
So those two for Lenore. And Donna Dregan, if you would take Philip Gabber's dental issues and our friend Anna in Florida, her health issues, those two. Okay. And
may I ask you a question? Anna,
yes.
Was that the praying for her sister? Is that?
No, this is, she has heart problems, and she was having problems with her medication.
Her blood sugar.
Her blood sugar. There you go. Thank you.
And she's Anna Bodoff in Georgia.
Oh, excuse me. Anna Bodoff in Georgia.
And thank God for praying for me to heal my atrial fibrillation. It's been doing much better to the point that I think it's almost gone. I've been able to lay down on my left side for the first time today, which I can
okay.
Thank you, God. Thank
great.
You, God.
Okay. All right. So you got that, Donna Dregan?
Oh, Anna.
Anna Bodoff in Georgia.
That was, yeah, okay.
Okay. Now, Donna Korth, if you would take Sheila and her sister Frisia with the brain surgery and the family gathering there, and then her friend Lenny's husband Ron, who has cancer and is also has Alzheimer's and has some abuse issues, if you would do those, Donna Korth.
Okay.
Okay. And and Dwayne, if you would pray for Mary Ola, say the last name again, Donna Dregan, that woman that you said. Oh, Mary with...
it's O-L-A-L-O-R. O-L-A-R.
Oh, okay. O-L-A-R.
It's Irish.
Okay. O-L-A-R. And her siblings who want to commit her to cover up their theft and needs a letter from Dr. Rose Shorter to drop the case. So, Dwayne, if you would pray for Mary and also for Cole McShane's mother, Annabelle, who has Alzheimer's. So that's Dwayne. And then I will pray for Rebecca Taylor and Dwayne's daughter, Jennifer. Okay? All right. Go ahead, Lenore.
In the name I am that I am, I call to beloved Mother Mary and beloved Kasumi to place your presence now with Patricia Murphy's daughter, Laura Beth McGill. Be with her now and emanate rays of miracle light that will cause a shift in her consciousness and lead her from states of delusion into a state of wholeness and balance. Work with her heart also, that her heart may be opened and she may be feel the love once again that she has towards her mother, and that all balance and harmony be restored to her. Beloved Mother Mary, beloved Kasumi, we pray. We thank you. We see this being done right now, your angels being there, and we pray that this is an ongoing vigil that can be kept as long as maybe we can remember to make this call and keep this call going in the next however long we can, so that this can be sustained and bring about a substantial improvement in her situation and in her life. Thank you. Thank you, dear angels. Thank you, dear mother. Thank you, Kasumi. And in the name of the Christ, in the name of the I Am that I Am, I call to beloved Mother Mary again, and Hilarion and Lady Francesca, and all the healing angels to work with Janice Abrams and bring about the healing thought form, the healing heart form over her skin cancer, so that it may just be dissolved, that it may be consumed, and she may be freed from this burden. We pray for this miraculous healing, that it may be a complete and final healing in this situation by the light of God, by the light that you bear, We thank you. Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Mother, the Son, the Daughter, and the Holy Spirit, I call for the healing of Freesia, if this is according to the will of God. But especially we call for complete and total peace and happiness and joy for her and for her family as they meet with her, as they gather together. And I pray for that if it's according to God's will, that this would be an end to the growths that she's had in her brain and any growths that have moved out and traveled in other parts of her body, any kind of necrosis or gangrenous type results that sometimes occur with this. And we pray especially that Freesia and Sheila and her siblings and rest of her family will be at peace and have joy and enjoy her and enjoy this time that they have together, that it will be a healing time, physically, according to your will, mentally, emotionally, and always. And we pray tonight also for Jenny, or I'm not sure whether it's Jenny or Lenny, and Ron, her husband, who has cancer and has become abusive. We pray for a solution to this situation, for her to know exactly what to do about it. And this is the daughter of Sheila, I believe, for her to be free and protected from the abusiveness, and for Ron to get the right treatment that he needs for the cancer that he apparently has at this time, which could be changing his personality and making him very upset and angry. And we pray for their whole situation, for total healing that can occur at this time in all ways, especially spiritually, for spiritual healing for this couple. In Jesus' name.
In the name I am that I am, I call to Hilarion, Lady Francesca, Mother Mary, Raphael, and all of the healing angels. I pray for Anna and any problems that she has with her bloodstream, her blood balance, her blood pressure. Purify her blood and perfect her body in every way. And let healing commence. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
In the name of the I am that I am and my Holy Christ Buddhist self, I call to beloved Cyclopean Virginian K-17, beloved Pallas Athena, to enfold the entire situation with Mary Calabar and the appointment that she will have with Dr. Rose Shorter and with the attorneys involved in the attempt to commit her. We ask for her well-being, her safety, her peace, her joy, and we ask for the truth to be made known to all those concerned and who are in the positions of making these decisions. And we ask for God's highest holy will, wisdom, and love to manifest through every detail of all that is taking place. Amen. In the name of the I am that I am and my Holy Christ Buddhist self, we call to you, beloved angels of peace and love and joy and protection, to enfold Annabelle McShane, and also for divine guidance and peace to manifest for Kolsch McShane, so that he feels in his comfort and assuredness that beloved Annabelle is indeed getting all the care that she requires. Loving hands, hearts are tending her, and all is in God's hands, and all is being cared for in divine peace and coordination for caring for all of her cares that she has, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Amen.
In the name I am that I am, I call to Blessed Mother Mary, Archangel Raphael, and all the healing angels to overshine Rebecca Taylor. I pray for the perfect healing of all of her heart issues and the cellulitis in her leg so that she can be in the proper situation for her knee surgery so that can proceed. We pray for her comfort, for her peace of mind and heart. Oh, beloved ray of light, remove all fear and apprehension from her soul and from her being, and help her be totally at peace about all of this and accept God's will for this situation in her life. We are grateful for your great love and for the solutions, the divine solutions to Rebecca's issues, and we accept them gratefully. We also call tonight for Dwyn's daughter, Jennifer, to work on bringing herself into balance at every level, help her find the proper diet and schedule of sleep and work and balance her life out. We call to beloved God of Harmony to place his electronic presence over her and for the angels of peace to work with her and help her to get her emotional body back into balance, especially as she's still recovering from a divorce. We pray for the divine director to overshine her, to give her the guidance that she requires to come into alignment with God's will for her life at this point in time. And we call to beloved Hope to give her courage and hope to move forward and with a positive attitude and find joy and meaning in her life again. And we also call to the angels of healing to overshine Philip Gabbert and Dr. Paul Lawrence as they journey together through his dental surgery and issues over the next couple of months. We pray for everything to unfold according to God's will and for Philip's health to improve, for him to get significant relief from pain and discomfort, and for him, his bite to improve, and for him to be able to eat comfortably and safely again. And we know that your plan for him is a very positive one, and we accept it gratefully, and we know that your love will hold everything together so that it all works out for the best. And we thank you, thank you, thank you for all these prayers tonight for each and every one on this call. Bless them and their families, and help us all to keep on keeping on with grace and peace of mind, heart, and great cheer. We accept it now in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everyone, for staying on.
Our next class will be February 22nd.
Well, either that or March 1st, Donna, because we got a long month. We got the last Thursday of March is the 29th, so we could potentially do it on March 1st and March 29th, so your choice.
Well, we could, but I think people get confused if we change it from having it the
You're
last Thursday each
right.
month.
Okay, then we'll just stick
we'll
with
have a good while because we've had it early this month. We had it on the 20th.
That's true.
So
okay.
I think it'll work out. And in March, we are having David Lewis.
That's right. David Lewis is going to be on March 29th.
Right.
That's right.
Okay, everyone. Thank you, everybody, and thank you, Barbara.
Thank you, Barbara. Thank you, Donna.
Thank you, Donna.
Thank you, Donna.
Good night.
All the blessings in the world, healing, and every God over it all.
Okay, thank you, Anna. All right.
God bless you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, honey.